Okay, hey everybody, it's Will with Schedulefly, and I'm excited today to have Jeremiah Higgins on the phone to talk about social media strategies that he and his partners have used opening their restaurant in the past. And Jeremiah is an interesting guy. He's been in the business for a long time, been very successful everywhere he's been. And a few years ago, he and a couple of partners opened Arch Rock Fish in Santa Barbara, California. And one of those partners is Scott Liebfried, who you might know from 12 seasons in Hell's Kitchen. He's also had 3 seasons on the show Kitchen Nightmares. And then another partner is Kobe Jones, who is you may know from U.S. soccer fame. He's a Olympic U.S. soccer player. So a really neat group of guys. And I think even more importantly, a very creative group. And I found it fascinating that 3 years ago when they opened Arch Rock Fish, they leveraged social media throughout the marketing process to get open, and they did a lot of really neat, creative, unconventional types of things, and it was very successful. And I thought one of the most powerful and compelling points of this was that they spent about $13,000 throughout all of this, whereas I know a lot of restaurants might spend $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 sometimes, depending on getting open with their marketing budget. These guys spent $13,000, and so I wanted to talk to Jeremiah today about what they did. So, Jeremiah, thanks for joining today, first of all.
Yeah, good morning, Will. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good morning. So let's talk about, kind of go through this step-by-step, some of the things you all did. I know one thing was that you went and visited a lot of the local farmer markets and your vendors, you and your partners did, and you took a lot of pictures, you took a lot of videos and things like that, and you posted those on your blog, and you framed them and put them on the wall at Arch Rock. So talk about why you did that and why you thought that was important.
Sure. When we sat down and we talked about going into a small community like Santa Barbara that's very tight-knit and very local-centric, I was born there and grew up there, so I knew that, one of the mantras in Santa Barbara is LA, go home. So they really like they keep this tight-knit community, and Scott Liebfried, being the Food Network celebrity chef and the Hell's Kitchen celebrity chef that he was, I knew we had a little bit of a challenge there. Kobe Jones is a world-class soccer player, a Hall of Famer, an Olympian. So we had, two of my partners were, the typical LA celebrity types, but really down-to-earth great guys, and that's why they're my partners. We knew going into it that we had a challenge in front of us with their celebrity and at the small town. So one of the things that we do, no matter what, any project that we open, is we get to know the town around us. And one of our mantras is that we're a neighborhood joint. And that means to us that we support really a few blocks around our stores, our restaurants. And we get to know the local vendors. Not only the people that we buy from, but also our neighbors. We all become stronger by supporting each other and promoting our block. So, as luck would have it, the farmer's market in Santa Barbara is one block over on State Street. And we started there. We just went out and started to meet the local farmers and look for growers and produce, from coffee to the garnishes for the bar drinks, to the ingredients for salads. We just really met all the farmers and the locals in that way and got business cards. And the Santa Barbara News Press took an interest in that excursion and filmed and wrote up a big story about us coming into town and, getting out locally and buying locally and shopping locally. So right from the get-go, that was part of our strategy, but it's really part of our constant strategy and our how we we believe in supporting locals. And so we took pictures at the farmers market, got a nice write up there, and that started the buzz. And really we turned it over and promoted our vendors through our commercials and through our video. The vendors that we met along the way, we really kind of took it off. It was Arch Rock Fish, but we turned it back on them and really highlighted the vendors and the locals.
Yeah, and that's another thing you mentioned, the videos. I thought that was really cool. You shot 7 webisodes throughout the process, and you got a lot of publicity about that, and they were really creative and well done. And if I remember correctly, you guys used film students to do that. So talk a little bit about what you did with those and why you did them and what impact they had.
Sure, that was actually a lot of fun to take a camera into my hometown, take cameras and a film crew into my hometown and really spotlight and shine the light back on all of the amazing people that make up Santa Barbara and all the vendors that you know, that work really hard there to make Santa Barbara unique and beautiful. There really was no need to go look outside anywhere else. You know, Santa Barbara has everything you need. So we sat down and thought, how are we going to promote Arch Rock Fish? There's 500 restaurants or so, I think last I counted, in Santa Barbara. It's a really small community that's really heavily saturated in restaurants. So how are we going to stand out? How are we going to show what's unique and really make an impact and get everybody's attention? Scott Kobe, Mike, and I sat down, the four partners, and talked about doing a webisode, a behind-the-scenes filming of the opening of the restaurant. So we talked to our web developers, who were young guys and just starting out of the business as well. They were all film students, as I was many years ago. And we came up with the idea to just rent a couple cameras from the Los Angeles film community that we got so close to us here in Santa Barbara. We rented booms and cameras and lights and all that fun stuff, and basically built a small film crew on just the cost of the rentals. The guys all volunteered their time. We filmed the webisodes with high def, the high def Canon cameras out there that are so easily accessible now that give a great picture quality. And then we shot 15-second commercials. We really didn't have a budget. We had a lot of budget challenges, like every new restaurant does. So we really didn't have a lot of money to spend. But we decided, rather than put the money that we did have, the $13,000, into print, that we would take advantage of the social media and a really good smart media buy to play these commercials, these 15-second commercials. I think they cost us something like $15 a piece because they were 15 seconds commercials. And 15 seconds, you really don't have a lot of time to say anything. So one of the film crew guys came up with an idea to just shout at the camera, "Arch Rock Fish," in a crazy way. And we took the cameras out on the streets and put it in, with their local vendors and the people on the streets in Santa Barbara, and asked them to do their craziest Arch Rock Fish. So the commercials were pretty funny, and if you were sitting in front of your TV and the commercial came on, it kind of shocked you. And then the screen would go to black, and it would say, for the full behind-the-scenes webisode, go to www.archrockfish.com. We didn't say we were a restaurant. We didn't say anything about what was coming, who we were. So it grabbed everybody's attention, and we still have a lot of fun. We've actually done three series of commercials now, and when we do cold auditions, people line up to come in and be a part of the commercial because it's so much fun. But it really cost us a couple $1,000s to get those commercials online, and the rest was rental equipment for the cameras and the crew and the editors.
Oh, that's really neat and creative, just the way you went about it, and the fact that you did it in the first place. And so I remember seeing some of those, and they're memorable too, which is key. You did something different and unique and very memorable, the way people were yelling "Arch Rock Fish" at the camera. So that's neat. So talk a little bit about, you also did what you called a hard hat tour, sort of, beforehand, before you opened. You had your bloggers and your Facebook fans, and I mean, you guys did such a good job. You had like 1,800 or 1,700 Facebook fans before you even opened. So you then go out and have this tour of your restaurant before you even open. Is that what I remember correct?
You're absolutely correct. The unique, again, we had financial budget challenges for opening the restaurant. And at that time, Foursquare was maybe 2 years old. Facebook, I think, was about 5 years old or so. And it was really catching on with on television, on, you know, everybody was putting Facebook and Twitter on their their news shows, or you know, go to on the commercials. That was really the time that that started to pop, and a lot of restaurants, I don't think at that point, had really used or tried to utilize Facebook and Twitter, Foursquare, Yelp, all of these things that now are so common. I'm terrible with IT, but I love the technology, and I really love the social media movement. And we just started experimenting and having fun with it. We posted the webisodes, you know, also on YouTube and Vimeo, and on our blog and our Facebook page. You're right, we had about 1,800 fans before we opened and before anybody had tried any of the food, just because we really, you know, got out there and we asked everybody, this is your restaurant, what do you want? And we started dialogue with the locals. They really appreciated, I think, in the end, having some sort of input on their restaurant. It was their neighborhood joint. And we've been open now 2 years. Sales are up 6% this month. We continue to climb. And I really, it was that first 3 months that we focused on that social media and marketing, through check-ins, through parties. We really appreciate the people out there that get involved online, and the bloggers are a huge part of that in any city. And if I would recommend to anybody that you really pursue those bloggers and make them your friends and invite them in for blogger parties or for dinners to try out your food, what you think is special and unique about your restaurant. They're really a great way to get the word out. Even more so, I think, than newspaper articles these days and magazine articles, because people trust them and they read about them and everybody's online. So we set up a couple different blogger parties. We also did that for the hotel concierges. And then the final thing that we did a hard hat tour. Before the building was totally perfect and cleaned up and the dust was swept up, we actually made hard hats, which you can buy online for $20 a piece or something, and we put our logo on the front and our website on the back so they could go see the webisodes, and we handed out swag, basically gift bags, when the people would come through. We gave everybody a hard hat, and we took them through our restaurant before we opened and showed them behind the scenes what we were working on, what we were trying to accomplish. Scott made them a nice food spread. We let them try our cocktail menu, and we asked for their opinion. We invited the mayor in for that. We invited a lot of the town's heavy hitters, from the food vendors to the to the beer guy. We invited a lot of people down for that hard hat tour, and that created a lot of buzz. We also invited a lot of reporters and writers in town, the bloggers. So that was a lot of fun. I think people enjoy kind of seeing the place and walking through a kitchen and walking through. Dust a little bit before it opens, and give them a sense of progress when they finally sit down and have that nice meal and the place is all cleaned up and ready to go.
Man, that is really, really awesome, Jeremiah. Y'all did so many very unique, creative. The creativity is just off the charts with the things y'all did to get open, and it really it worked. I mean, you had tons of people there, and as you said, it's been a big part of your success, even here now 3 years in. You developed an audience, you developed fans, you educated them, you let them in your door and sort of, showed them behind the curtain, if you will, and it worked. And what a great strategy. What I'd like to do, if I could talk you into it, Jeremiah, is this is a lot of really good stuff on opening, how you guys got open. Now, you all also do a lot of stuff, so you've done a lot of things ongoing. You use a lot of the social media tools. I know you use Twitter and a lot of the other tools. You've even done some cool things sort of with a way to use something that's similar to Groupon, but you developed it yourself. So could I talk you into doing a second podcast to kind of talk about, now we've covered what you did to get open, could we talk a little bit more sometime about what you're doing now and how those things are working?
I'd love to talk, as you can tell. I ran out your tape. I'd love to do that, Will. I'd love to. I'm very excited about everything that we do, and I think I'm very excited to be a part of anybody's restaurant experience, I think, is such an exciting business. And any way that I can help at all or offer, a different way of looking at things, I'd love to do that. I'd welcome that opportunity.
Well, all the folks listening to this, stay tuned, because we're going to get Jeremiah back when we can. He's real busy out there opening a restaurant in Hawaii right now, opening Fleetwood's on Main, Fleetwood's on Front Street, that is. And but we're going to get him back for another 10 or 15 minutes and talk about that, because he does a lot of really cool things, and it's real valuable. So, Jeremiah, thank you.